Transition from checkers to chess in leadership. Leaders often start their journey with a game of checkers, a simple, reactive approach. But as they progress, they need to switch to chess, a game of strategy and planning. While small companies can manage with a checkers mindset at first, they must adopt a chess not checkers approach as they grow and face more complex challenges. Strategic leaders, like chess masters, need to understand each team member's unique skills and talents. By combining and leveraging these abilities effectively, they can gain a competitive edge and improve efficiency. Here are four classic chess moves that leaders can adapt to achieve their organizational goals and drive superior performance. Let's look at the story of Blake Brown, a new CEO, to understand how a chess not checkers mindset works in practice. Blake's dilemma. Blake Brown feels stuck at Dynastar despite his colleagues' high regard for him. He's been there for a decade but hasn't climbed the corporate ladder. Now, he's torn between staying put and chasing a CEO position at a smaller company. Despite his expertise, Blake hasn't been promoted. He's itching for a top role but hasn't got it yet. Should he hang in there and hope for the best, or leap elsewhere? The CEO offer. Blake's got a tempting offer to lead a smaller firm. The pay's better, and he's excited about its growth prospects. But there's a risk. The company's sales have been flat, and its parent might pull the plug. Blake's confident he can turn things around, but he's unsure if it's worth the gamble. Will his wife Megan support his move to uncertain grounds? Blake's big decision. Should he stay at Dynastar, hoping for a breakthrough, or take the CEO role with all its risks and rewards? It's time for Blake to make his move. Blake's ambitious move. Blake made a bold decision to become the CEO, betting on his abilities. When he shared this with Megan, she assured him of her full support. However, she had a crucial question. "You've never led a company before," she noted. "Do you know how?" Blake responded confidently, "I believe I do." Megan was impressed, but also cautious. "Your confidence is impressive," she admitted. First day as CEO. Blake eagerly stepped into his new role as CEO, arriving early on his first day. Surprisingly, he found himself alone until Susie, the previous CEO's assistant, greeted him. She too was uncertain about her job security, dressed casually in sweatpants and a t-shirt. Assuring her, Blake confirmed she still had a place within the company. Facing a daunting task, Blake encountered over 200 emails awaiting his attention, many urgently requesting decisions. Susie guided him through the cluttered office, where he observed a lack of organization and punctuality among the staff. When he inquired about the tardiness, Susie explained that the office typically started slow, with most employees trickling in by 9:15 on Mondays. Blake's first senior management meeting. Blake organized his inaugural senior management meeting, but encountered a few hiccups along the way. Out of the 5 executives invited, only 3 made it on time: John, Angie, and Brad. Elizabeth arrived late, dressed casually, citing her struggle with early mornings. Interestingly, Charles, the missing executive, wasn't into emails, according to Elizabeth. To keep Charles in the loop, Elizabeth offered to take notes. Blake assured her the meeting would be brief, which was met with relief from Brad. Surprisingly, none of the executives had a clear grasp of the company's goals or plans, leaving Blake concerned. The executives revealed that the company had seen 4 CEOs before Blake, indicating a history of leadership turnover. This lack of continuity added to Blake's apprehension about the company's direction. Upon returning to his office, Blake dove into tackling over 200 emails. By 5:30 p.m., he strolled through the now deserted office. Every employee had already left for the day. Remarkably, Blake, who had been the earliest to arrive, found himself being the last to depart. His initial day shed light on the immense hurdles the company faced, and Blake realized he was in for a challenging journey ahead. Chess, not checkers. Blake's mentor, Debbie Brewster, urged him to seek guidance from Jack DeLuca, a seasoned former CEO. Jack arranged to meet Blake in Gresham Park, advising him to look for the largest gathering. Spotting Jack amidst a crowd of 25 people at a picnic table engaged in a chess match, Blake witnessed Jack swiftly claim victory, dispersing the spectators. Jack's philosophy struck a chord with Blake. If you want to bring out the best in each person, you must treat them differently. Intrigued, Blake shared details about his new job and his background with Jack. Jack's query cut to the chase. Do you play chess? Blake admitted he hadn't played since childhood. What about checkers? Jack inquired. Blake affirmed. Sure, everyone plays checkers, don't they? Think strategically for organizational success. Jack once shared a crucial insight about leading successful organizations. Think chess, not checkers. He pointed out that while checkers might suffice for small businesses where leaders oversee everything, larger organizations require a different approach. In a big company, tasks are spread across many employees, making it akin to a game of chess. CEOs need to recognize when the dynamics have shifted and adapt accordingly. Unlike checkers, where every move is reactive, a chess mindset involves proactive planning for the future. Meet Jack, a chess grandmaster, who's decoded the secrets of business success through chess. He's sharing four strategic moves CEOs can use to transform their companies into industry leaders. Jack's expertise is turning theory into action, teaching Blake how to apply these classic chess tactics to boost their company's performance. Bet on leadership. In chess, the early moves set the stage for victory. Similarly, in business, developing leaders is key. Just as a knight positioned in the heart of the board wields more influence, nurturing leaders among your employees positions your company for success. It's not just about the CEO. Every senior executive shapes the company's culture. Employees follow their lead. Leaders must invest in their growth, set goals, seek feedback, tackle new challenges, and find mentors. In chess, every move matters. Just as strategic positioning of pieces sets the tone for victory, cultivating leaders within your company is crucial for success. Like skilled chess players, business leaders must strategically develop their pieces early on to gain maximum advantage. This begins with the CEO, but extends to all senior executives. Their actions set the standard for the entire organization. By investing in employee development and fostering leadership skills, companies can position themselves for sustained success. A strategic imperative. Top executives must cultivate their leadership bench by prioritizing the development of their up-and-coming talents. The phrase "bet on leadership" implies a gamble, acknowledging the inherent risk in investing in any single emerging leader. However, this investment is essential for grooming future senior leaders. This commitment to professional growth should be communicated to all managers within the organization. Act as one. Smart chess players know better than to attack with just one piece. It's a recipe for defeat. Instead, they coordinate multiple pieces to take down the opponent's defenses. This same principle applies in business. Alignment among different elements amplifies success. To succeed as a team in business, it's crucial to follow a simple plan. 1. Identify your main goals. 2. Get everyone in your leadership team on board. 3. Spread the word throughout your organization. Essentially, it's about deciding, agreeing, and communicating. In business, everyone needs to be fully committed. This means either being all in or not at all. To achieve this level of unity, team members should discuss why they're part of the company, how they see its success in the long run, say 10 years ahead, and what guiding principles will shape their work. This discussion revolves around the company's core values: passion, learning, participation, creativity, and collaboration. Win the heart. To win in chess, you need to use each piece's strengths wisely. Similarly, in the workplace, understanding and utilizing each employee's unique talents is crucial. Just like a queen has a power of 9 points and a bishop 3, employees have their special abilities that need leveraging. Identifying what each employee excels at and empowering them to use those skills effectively is key. When employees feel engaged and see the impact of their work, they become more motivated to give their best. As Jack wisely said to Blake, helping people achieve their goals builds loyalty and dedication. Excel at execution. Success in both chess and business requires strategic thinking and adaptability. Just like in chess, where players adjust their moves based on their opponent's actions, in business, you must be ready to adapt to your competitor's strategies. When you've trained your team, it's time to put strategic tactics into play. Ensure your resources are strong and capable, just like chess pieces on the board. Execution is key, so clearly communicate short-term and long-term goals to your team. Give them clear metrics to track progress, using visuals like charts and graphs to make it easier to understand. To succeed, you need both a clear long-term plan and a sharp focus on the small details. It's not enough to just concentrate. You have to make sure everyone knows what they're responsible for and is held accountable for their part of the job. Each employee should be focused on solving their piece of the business puzzle and fixing any performance problems they encounter. This way, everyone is actively involved and the whole team works smoothly towards success. Leadership chess for success. Blake implemented Jack's 4 fundamental chess strategies in leadership, leading to significant improvements in the company's performance. As the business flourished, its market presence and industry standing strengthened. Blake's confidence soared as he mastered the game of leadership chess. Key points. 1. Transition from reactive to strategic leadership is crucial for organizational success. 2. Leveraging individual talents, a competitive edge, and efficiency. 3. Investing in leadership development cultivates a growth-oriented culture. 4. Alignment among team members amplifies success in achieving goals. 5. Full commitment from every team member is essential for unity. 6. Understanding and utilizing employees' strengths boosts motivation and loyalty. 7. Effective execution of strategic plans drives tangible results.